From Economics Matters by Lawrence Kotlikoff. Finally, a president with the balls to handle Iran. Disclaimer, my Economics Matters blogs and podcasts covers a range of topics, primarily personal finance, macroeconomics, and geopolitics. The vast majority of these posts focus on the facts as opposed to my opinion of the facts. But I don't shy away from conveying my opinions. But my opinions are solely my own. They do not represent the views of either Boston University or my company. Economic Security Planning, Inc. The Iran War. I'm a tough critic of President Trump. I've called him a traitor, and a fascist, and an economic moron. But when the facts change, you need to change your mind. This is the action of a leader who realized that 47 years of Iran's pledging death to America was 47 years too long. 47 years of Iran's supporting terrorist groups, including Hezbollah, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and the Houthis was 47 years too long. 47 years of Iran sponsoring over 200 global terrorist attacks was 47 years too long. 47 years of Iran's arresting, torturing, and killing tens of thousands of peaceful protesters was 47 years too long. 47 years of permitting Iran to develop a nuclear weapon to attack the Great Satan was 47 years too long. Iran is being left with one option, and one option only: join the civilized world. President Trump took a huge risk, militarily and politically, in authorizing the attack on Iran, which is eliminating Iran's capacity to endanger the US and our allies with nuclear weapons and missiles. This is not the action of a traitor. If, instead, Iran installs yet another repressive, ideological, religious fanatic or committee of such fanatics, they will surely meet the same fate as the Supreme Leader just met: immense and extraordinarily powerful bombs delivered express mail to their offices. The US finally has a leader who realizes we have not spent tens of trillions of dollars on our military over the past 47 years to hold military parades. We have a unique asset that can make us safer, if not safe, and rid the world of tyrants and terrorists. And now we have a president willing to use it. Amen, and amen that we have a strong ally in Israel to aid in our mutual defense. As with any war, there will be and already have been horrific casualties, including, to date, over 100 Iranian schoolchildren, 9 Israelis, and multiple U.S. servicemen and servicewomen. This is the terrible civilian price of dealing with tyrants. The world lost 50 million people because no one stood up to Hitler in time. Peace at any price is a prescription for war at the highest price. President Trump and our brave military deserve our full support in standing up to Iran's terrible and terribly dangerous regime.